The discussion comes when we're in the adjuvant setting, when we all know, and from animal experiments to everything, that if there is a winner, she's the winner. And if the winning in the adjuvant setting means 1% point, that is translated into life. So that's where some people have been very strong on the adjuvant and said, you know, for the situation where we don't cure anybody, that's okay. But for a situation where curability is possible, even a 1% difference in such a common disease may be actually real lives. And that's why in the adjuvant study with Avastin, as you know, carbo was in a way eliminated.
That was the ECOG study that just got activated in the last few months.
1505, right. I think. It took 1 year or more to get started. And as you know, there's a selection of three chemos, all cisplatinum-based, plus minus Avastin.
And that's docetaxel, gem.
And navalbin.
And navalbin.
Because, you know, most of the experience in adjuvant is navalbin cis, which is a regimen that the Canadians use, Europeans use. In the U.S., we really don't use much of navalbin cis. And now it's coming as the best data for adjuvant is navalbin cis. And now with the FLEX study with Erbitux is positive, then navalbin cis may come back as a backbone of chemotherapy that in this country, if we look at the polls, probably navalbin cis is number four of the regimens. No, first will be carboplatin, gem, cis, taxotere, cis. Maybe finally it's navalbin cis.
Yeah, we've looked at that in our patterns of care studies, and by far it's carboplatin in the adjuvant setting, which ironically is not allowed in the ECOG study.
Correct.
What are you doing right now in non-protocol? Are you putting patients in the ECOG study?
We are about to start.
What about your non-protocol approach to selection of regimen?
I've been using gem, cis, gem, carbo also. And I can use also carboplatin. I mean, I've not been so impressed or into the fight of the carbo against cis. But the desire, obviously, is to just put the patients on study. And unfortunately, as you know, every day it takes longer to open a study. And this study should have been open 1 year ago. And now it's approved, but still, for example, our center is IRBs and the different committees. Once I guess everybody's on, we should accrue very fast because I think, because we don't know what we're doing, we're going to all enroll our patients on the study. That's the idea.
But for you, using carbo in the adjuvant setting, is it going to be difficult to say, okay, how would you like to go in the study getting cis, but if you don't want to go to the study, you're going to get carbo?
First of all, I think that people that qualify for the study will all get in the study because the reality is going to be that they will have 50% chance of getting Avastin.
Right.
So it's in their interest to get into the study. I mean, this, at the end of the day, is an interesting drug that has activity and therefore why they shouldn't be on the study.
And certainly in colon cancer, the NSABP trial accrued 2,600 people, their adjuvant Bev trial, in 2 years. So there was the same thinking there.